Okay, is there anybody else that hasn't chimed in?
Sure.
I'm Hugo Salgado from nickchile.cl.
Wow, quite a collection. Okay, so like I said, we'll start going. We'll start with item number three, which is inclusion of the technical experts in the working group as observers. What came up, like, there's been a lot of interest. Thank everybody for that, but there's some very supportive interest in this working group. And there's also interest from people that are not members of the CCNSO. Some of these include CCTLDs that are not members. Others include cybersecurity folks all over.
Hello, this is Bart.
Ah, there's Bart.
I'm sorry, I thought it was at 6.
Okay, so you're here, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. So just to fill you in, what we're doing, we just started, and we're starting with item 3.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just explaining to people. Okay. So the a number of technical experts have expressed their interest to be observers to this group and to participate, but of course they wouldn't be able to vote on anything that we vote on because they are not members of the CCNSO. So the question to this working group is, do we want to allow them in as observers and contributors or not? Any discussion on that? I'll start. My view on this is that not, first of all, the CCTLDs, not everybody is a member. Not all CCTLDs are a member of the CCNSO. I think the number is around 90 right now. So there's, roughly 200 that are not. So first off the bat, I think it's important that we include that group. Now, should they wish to participate in this working group, that's great. There's some that in particular that I think should participate. The other group is the people external to, generally what you'd see at ICANN or the CCNSO, and there's primarily the cybersecurity folks. They have a lot of experience in this area, and I think it could be valuable. So my view on it is that we do allow other people in as observers and contributors to this group, but they cannot vote.
Hi,
I'm Luis. I agree with you. I consider include these expert people in the as observers in the work group.
Sorry, you chopped up there a bit at the end. Could you repeat?
Yes, I'm agree with the inclusion of technical experts in the working group, like as observers.
Okay. Does anybody disagree? Or does anyone have any reservations?
Norm, this is Bart, and I think just to clarify, I think in order to the best way is that say the chair or somebody else from the working group or a small group invites these people, so it's not open-ended. That's the only additional thing you could add to it.
I think that's a great idea, actually. So by invitation.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's excellent. Yeah. Okay. So we're all agreed on that.
Sorry. Can you name a few names of experts who have interest in this group?
I think the right off the bat is .cl Poland. Is not a member of the CCNSO, but they're interested in participating in it. And I believe Guernsey as well. I don't think they're actually a member of the CCNSO.
No, just for clarification. This working group, although run by the CCNSO, has already members, one from the CCTLD community, and they are full members of the group. I think if you look at the list, they are listed as such. So that's CCTLD managers. On the other hand, you have some technical experts, say, who are not related to CCTLDs, and who would be invited as technical experts.
Yeah.
So please don't confuse the two. This group is open for CCTLD managers in general.
So that's already stated. Okay.
Yeah. That's very clear. And if you look at the list of participants or members of the group, it includes already members who are not members of the CCNSO.
Okay.
And that is with most working groups with all working groups of the CCNSO. The category we're talking about are, for instance, those experts who attended the Tech Day in Sydney. So
yeah.
They're not directly related, and I think these can only be, say, observers, that's the suggestion at least from my end, they can only be observers on invitation basis, just to make clear the group is aware that, say, there are some non-CCTLD community members on this group or people on this group as well.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. So we are just talking then about people outside of the CCTLD community.
Yeah.
And to give you an example, that would be names, but like Rick Wesson, who was pretty instrumental in the Conficker response.
Hi, sorry, delay. Eric Iriarte.
Hi, Eric.
Sorry for delay.
And other cybersecurity people, primarily that were involved in the Conficker working group. They're the ones I'm aware of. So the question still comes back again, and I have to just repeat it. Does anyone have any objections or reservations to that? Or wish to comment in any way? Okay. Can we take that as consensus?
Yep.
Okay. So now you're here, Bart. Do you want to take over the meeting? We're back to item number two.
No, that's only for that section. As I said, I want to step. Say until now, I've been reasonably involved, but I think this working group needs a chair from the CCTLD community. And until now, Becky has been more or less on an interim basis. Becky, are you on the call? Is Becky?
No, she's not.
She's participating. Okay. So she's very busy, and I know Norm has been very involved and very engaged, and he already ran the meeting. So as I say, I think as a first step, this working group needs to appoint and select its own chair, and somebody needs to be nominated. And I can't do it as an ICANN staffer, and I don't want to do it. I don't have the expertise to run this. So would anybody suggest or nominate somebody, and then a secondment, and then you have a chair?
Nominate Norm.
Yeah. Who's this?
David. You're
okay. Hi. And is there a secondment for Norm's nomination? Just to be formal. Somebody else online from the CC community or from the members? Come on.
Anybody out there?
Eric, can you second?
I can second.
Okay, that is fine. Norm, you are formally the chair now. And it's your meeting.
My condolences, Norm.
Yes, but I think it's very early in the morning here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. I do it under the one proviso that there can also be a co-chair.
Yeah. I suggest that we do that online.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just because this group is, you know, spread around the world, it's
yeah.
quite important to have people in different time zones.
Yeah.
Okay.
As CCN is OSTAR, we will support you anyway.
Yeah. Okay, next item on the agenda was the proposed working method. Bart, can you help me in the clarification of that? Is this the setup that you have, like the mail list and the...
That's one. So we got the mailing list and say we're working currently on, say, we've sent out this document... Or you send out the document, the draft document, is that we say normally what you see in other working groups is that people comment online on this up to a certain date, and that we then either a staff or somebody else will consolidate these comments in the document itself, then put it back either online and have a discussion about it, and then finalize it. And so if we could do that, say, by saying that there is a comment period up till early next week or mid-next week, then we consolidate all these comments and send out a second draft, then we can still send it out prior to the SOUL meeting and have a full-blown discussion there with the community about the document itself.
Okay. Yeah, the original plan on this was actually to bring back some recommendations on a timely basis back to the CCNSO.
Yeah, but we started late. But this is, I think, the best way and the quickest way to do it, and then take the feedback on board from the CC community in Seoul, and then start working on the proposed activities in that document.
Yeah. Okay. Is everyone good with? Has everyone done that before? You know, worked online in that mode.
Yep.
I can't see any other solution than doing that.
I think that's the best way.
Okay. Everybody's good with that.
Yep.
Okay. So, but you really have to do send in your comments. So, or even if it's just everything's good.
I suggest that you send out a final date for comments. Otherwise, and say be reasonably strict. Say by Tuesday, so everybody still has the weekend and Monday to do it. And say by the end of next week, we send out an updated version.
Oh.
So everybody's clear on what the timelines are.
Yep. Okay. So Tuesday it is then, which is the 13th.
Or Tuesday. I would suggest Tuesday the 13th, yeah?
Okay. Then we get the next version out by that Friday, which is the 16th.
Yeah.
And that, I guess people are going to start traveling to ICANN probably around... the 21st. Our meeting.
Yeah, 21st, 22nd. And what you could do is either say what you could do as chair is publish, say, the one you send out. Is there two methods here? Is you send out a chair's draft and publish it as such, and say the working group is still will discuss further comments and including the comments of the CCTLD community.
Okay.
That's an easy way to do it, because then you have not to close it down. And then after the SOUL meeting or at the end of the SOUL meeting, you finalize it, and then you have your work plan.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you have to organize another call and Yeah, that would be bad, and maybe it's easy. Yeah, I think that is the easiest way, and maybe people had plenty of time now looking at this draft, and probably the most what I've seen on comments, it's more additions and clarifications than something else.
Yes, and I think the additions are positive too.
Yeah.
Okay, and so just so everybody knows, then on the Sunday, it's the 25th, there will be a face-to-face meeting, and it's at 5 p.m. or 6? Christina? You remember?
Christina?
I got it here. There we go. 6 o'clock on the 25th.
Yeah.
Also, at the Tech Day on the Monday, there will be a presentation on this, and then, of course, there will be some type of feedback to the broader CCNSO community.
And there will be, and there is a chance to seek feedback at that meeting as well, because there will be others in the room.
Yeah, much, much easier on a face-to-face to do this.
Yeah.
What we really need to do is get it up to a state where it's good enough to actually have some good discussion on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone have any objections to that?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it could be possible to do the meeting a little late because I'm just arriving at that hour to Seoul.
Do it later in the evening. Yeah.
The evening. So I'm arriving at 5 o'clock to the airport.
And it's a 1.5 hour drive at least.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Okay, Christina, you know the schedule.
I don't have my head at the moment.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll look at that, see if that's possible. I know there's a lot of meetings scheduled on Sunday night, so it's going to be based on the availability of people that have conflicts as well as having a room actually available.
And probably the room is not the real issue. The real issue will be the availability of people.
Yeah. So let's look. We can do that on the list, but I propose then that if people are coming in, move it to, 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, next item, clarification draft plan. Bart, what is that?
Although this is more that a, say, if you want to have a more substantive discussion about the plan itself right now in its current state, it's up to you. That's what was meant by this item.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know how that differs from the next item then.
Yeah.
The question.
Yeah, it doesn't. The previous one was clear. That was more a process one. This is more about the substance of it, or explain the background how it that you work with jury in designing the first bit, so people know where it's coming from.
Okay. Okay, so let's just move on to the general discussion on the draft plan that's out there so far. There has been some comments sent back. I believe it was George that started actually adding to it to make it a more, not just a reactive type of group, but also a proactive type of group. There seems the comments coming back on that I've seen have been in favor of that. I'm also in favor of that. I'd like to know how other people feel, though.
I think it does need to be more proactive, so I'm totally on board with his push.
Does anyone disagree with that? Okay, I have one concern on that, and that I am in favor of it. I do have a concern, though, that because we need additional processes and procedures to be able to be proactive, that we first concentrate on the first priority should be in developing the contact list. So
I agree. I mean, that's where it all starts.
Yeah. Because I think the last thing we want to see is us milling over, you know, how we can do something down the road and yet then have an incident actually occur and we aren't prepared for it.
Maybe that is something to include, say, in the updated version, to set the priorities as well. Say what the working group considers to be the first priorities.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
The proposal of be proactive. I think about could be in the plan, but not need to solve the first work. Maybe something like a second phase or something like that.
Yeah.
With like a complement to the work of the address book.
Okay.
Contact list.
Like a manual.
Yeah, and then there's some other items there as well that need to be worked on.
Okay.
But then you have already concrete steps, say, to take up after Sewell.
Yes. Okay. Is there any other comments on the plan or how we're going about this? I have another suggestion that we add to this. We're kind of, developing our own plan here and developing a contact list. I believe other people have already done this, either in whole or in part. For instance, I know that ORIC, the DNS ORIC group, is looking at doing that right now, and they have part of it already done. I'm guessing there might be other groups out there. So I think it might help us to actually, rather than reinvent the wheel on some of these, is actually survey what's out there and how we can benefit from that.
Yeah. For instance, I can help you on the procedures part, because we have already got some decent procedures outlined for the cert, and I'm sure I can help you on that.
Excellent. Who was that?
Yeah, basically I can help you with the procedures and stuff, because we have already got the procedures for our cert, and we can I can do some modifications, and we might be able to include it here.
That'd be excellent. Could you forward your procedures?
Yeah, I'll forward it to the group.
Excellent.
And also, after seeing the draft plan, one thing I saw is, most of the time there are some, very rare incidents happening, and when incidents happen, people don't basically note down the steps and the procedures they have adopted, which in turn can help another person. So I'm suggesting that we should have a common repository of handling how to handle incidents, kind of thing, where when an incident occurs, the handler can directly see if it had already happened and what are the steps that should be taken, like that.
Yeah, so not only do we have a repository of contacts, but a repository of incidents.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Seems like a very wise thing to do.
Maybe do an evaluation of incident handling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay. On the surveying side, see what contact lists are out there. Is there anyone that could volunteer to go do a search?
Yep.
Who's volunteering?
What do I have to search for? Sorry. Can you repeat that again, please?
Well, I think we should survey what contact lists for the CCTLDs are already exist.
Okay.
Or at least make it known to other groups that we are doing this and get them to come forward. I can definitely do that. I've already contacted DNS ORIC, and they're actually had on their objective to create this same type of list, a contact list. So for those that...
that's first, which probably has a list of the national certs, so which is probably useful as well in this respect.
I have a couple of lists that you know, I can provide national CERT point of contact lists, including FIRST and regional CERT contact lists. There's a couple of them. But that's only for the CERT. I believe it's, I don't think it's including the CCTLD contact list.
Okay.
No, this is Bart with a suggestion, and I think it's a very good idea to start collecting already, say, the and really go into action mode, but I wouldn't use this at the Seoul meeting, so this is more in the assuming that the CCTLD community will be agreeing with the approach.
Okay.
Say it's. I would say the first priority now is to get the buy-in of everybody who will be at Seoul and the broader community that we start collecting these data before we really do and publish it.
Okay, my apologies. I know I'm a bit pushy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I do it. Phrase it as well. So please do it, because I think the more you can do right now, the better. But say, use it for the period after Seoul, so that's already in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably the wise words.
Short interruption here. You said publish it. The document said something about like 24/7 contact points, and that probably should not be public information.
Let me phrase it another way. It's not so much the details and how you want to do it, but you can collect data, but make it clear to the CCTLDs that you run before they've seen even the work plan. The working group members have seen it, but the broader communities haven't, because that's what, and you need to have the buy-in first before you start collecting that data on them.
Okay.
Some of them might be very sensitive to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Any other comments on the draft?
I sent a mail just before the meeting started, so, and it got a bit delayed in the mail queue somewhere, and it should be in your box right now. There's some comments in this mail, and another thing that just occurred to me is that the objectives and mission is, well, on one hand, we just have this very concrete and simple thing of providing contact information, and it's everything, a way of contacting people. That's one clearly defined and manageable problem. The overall objective, like ensure the security of DNS registration infrastructure in total, is a huge beast. I'm not sure we can tackle that one. Keep the objectives a bit more realistic, please.
I think we're biting off too much. So Otmar, you're saying that we're trying to tackle too much?
When I read here, objective is to ensure the security of DNS registration infrastructure. So basically, this means we should be responsible for security of every registrar system out there. This is not possible. What we can do is provide contact information so that any incident report can be passed on to the correct people. But this objective reads as we are responsible for the security of DNS as a whole. And sorry, that's too big. This working group cannot provide this.
Okay, fair enough. Anybody else want to comment on that? Very quiet group.
I can see the point, Norm. How how deep are we getting in here? I mean, is this just... My thought on this was basically, in, you know, the goal is to make certain that there is reliable way of getting hold of people on a timely basis, reliable way of CCs to find each other on a timely basis. You know, to respond to specific, you know, threats, requests for configure type, pushback, et cetera. I'm not sure. I can see the reticence to go with this, ensure the security of the DNS registration infrastructure laws. That is a very broad objective. I mean, it is what we're trying to do here, ultimately.
Okay.
Yeah, the second thing is in this objective, this provide technical support for response. I'm not sure about whether this group can actually do technical help amongst each other. I think we should focus first on the communication only. Make sure information about an attack, about an incident, gets the right people effectively. I think we should focus on that alone in the first step.
may I comment something?
Sure.
Yes. I think that this working group should build a tool of trust channel for each CCTLD in the around the incident information. Where I think no one CCTLD wants to publish their own incidents on the website or something like that. I think the relation between the security team or the CCTLD manager about security must be very confident and very trust on the working group or on the tool. Then I think we can work on the on a portal or something like that with good security, where we can share but close share the security information, and that tool will be the trust channel to appropriate channel to share that kind of information.
Okay, but that could change. The people involved with any incident could change. It might not affect everybody. It might affect a small group. So are you saying that when there is some type of incident, only those people affected should be involved?
Not only the people, but the procedures to include the trust parties or other people should be very confident, very reliable.
So some type of vetting process?
Sorry?
Are you suggesting some type of vetting process?
Sorry, I can't understand.
When you talk about the contact being reliable, are you talking about the person or organization, or are you talking about the communication mechanism?
Both.
Okay. 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 Let's kind of make sure we're straight in the objectives, or else we're off to a bad start. So I'm going to try and recap what we've heard so far, is that ensuring the security of the DNS registration infrastructure is too broad of a term. We need to narrow that down. I took that to mean sharing incidents that affect not just DNS, but also the registry system, because that is the source data for DNS. So that was really my interpretation of the objective, but I understand how it could be taken as way too broad.
Can we just add some clarifying language there to pull that in?
Yeah, I think we could, you know, ensure the security, the DNS registration infrastructure vis-a-vis the registry database.
Yeah.
Or threats to the registry database.
Actually, I don't have a problem with the registration infrastructure. It's more like we don't provide the security, we provide the communication to help building the security.
Ah, fair enough.
That's a good point.
We're not into security per se, we're into providing the communication lines for people to work on security.
Ah, well said. Okay, got it. Okay. Is there any other comments on the objectives?
Well, that's one thing which I wrote in the mail is that we have two differing objectives somewhere in the document regarding which kind of incidents we care about. One is incidents involving the DNS itself, some attack on the name server, some attack on the registration system, some attack on who is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what's different from that is attacks on somebody else who makes use of the DNS.
Yeah,
for example,
like
Configure was not an attack on the CCTLDs, that was not an attack on name servers. It was just that the DNS infrastructure was used potentially to attack somebody else. And these are two very different kinds of incidents. And it could be really, really, really clear which one or both we want to handle in this system.
Well, I thought we'd be handling both. That's my view.
The policy point will be very, very different. For example, in Austria, the first one is a clear job for the registry. The second one is a job for national search. The registry will not get involved into that.
Okay, I understand. So because of the different policies within each country, we're going to run up against this, okay?
Yeah. That's very clear. For example, every complaint that comes to Nicolas about a key domain being used into whatever is directly forwarded to the Austrian search. The registry doesn't care about domains, about the what's done with the domains.
Okay. I think
so,
that...
We should be really, really clear on whether we want to do both or just one. This is not, it's a bit of a mishmash in this document.
Okay, I think it's addressing that. We're assuming that we would do both. So.
Well, the objective doesn't list the second one. The objective just talk about attacks on the DNS registration systems, impact of DNS, and security of the DNS infrastructure. It does not say anything about DNS being used for something else. It only appears.
So should we add that to the objective?
Well, it's not, the document right now is inconsistent.
Yeah, no, I got it. I just kind of want to know what other people think about that.
This is Bart. I think Otmar is very right, but you have to be careful that, say, that the situation in Austria is used as, the general way of how things are. But you have to be very clear what is addressed and how it is addressed. That is probably a local matter. But one way or the other, either the CCTLD plays a role in both, or just in one. But in that, if it's just playing one, that they are informed and can move or communicate to the appropriate organization. That would be the alternative, and not throw out one because in most countries there is a clear separation of the two.
I think Otmar's comment, well taken, is that we don't actually state that in the objectives at all.
Yeah.
So it's ambiguous.
Yeah.
So I think we need to add clarity on that, and I think it's a good point taken.
Yeah.
you know, how each organizations or organization deal with that is really going to be up to them. Like there's so many different variations.
Yeah.
On how countries are structured on this.
But I think it assumes that in order to cover it as much as possible, that on all these, say, different set of incidents, the CCTLD will be informed. And how it's handled, yeah, that's a local matter.
Of course. But yeah. The objective right now doesn't say anything about the second
yeah.
incident. So yes, I can agree with you that we would want to inform the registry about something like configure. That's fine and okay for me. But we should be clear to write this into the objectives.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's more the local handling of all these different types of incident that needs to be up front.
Yeah, it must be clear that whatever we
yeah.
Local CCTLD wants to do with it is a choice.
Yeah.
The job of this working group is just to get information to the local guys. What
yeah.
they do with it is their beer.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Yeah, the beauty and the beast of the CCTLDs is that we set our own policies.
Yeah.
So we choose to act in the same way or we choose not to.
Okay. So once again, the main objective of this working group is, in my opinion, to provide the communication means.
Yes. Okay, point well taken. Okay. Is there any other comments? Not details, but any broad comments on the draft that we have in front of us now.
Hi, I have a comment.
Hey.
Yes, the regional organization are made some workshops in special about ACRP or about security issues. These workshops are around the world and it started the past year with support of ICANN. Maybe it's important to have some of the results of these workshops or have time in the next workshops to try to put this working group, in contact with the work of the CCTLDs in each region. I don't know exactly how we can make the bridge between these workshops in the regions that is continuous and the working of the working group. I think it's in the same way they are working in the boat, in the same things. So I put the idea in the table and I would like to thinking in how we can contact with these two initiatives right now.
Okay, well, yeah, point well taken. Yuri, did we not contact all the regions?
I know that in the call now is the people from center, but we are created we started this workshop together. The ACRP workshops are supported by the four regional organizations.
It's just to be clear, one of the persons who is on this group, or two persons in fact, one is Yuri, she's from ICANN, and the other one is John Crane, and John Crane is on behalf of ICANN, or one of the people who is very engaged in organizing these working groups.
Yes.
And so he's already on this working group, and I think it's a good point to raise is that say when the next working groups are organized, that John makes sure that this is at least raised in these workshops.
Okay, it's a good, very good idea.
Sorry, Bart. Just to clarify, what do you mean the workshops?
The workshops are the say the security workshops, the I don't know how the say which are organized by ICANN in, together with the regional organizations.
Oh, I think the LP trainings and workshops. I agree. That's a good, very good idea. And it'd be very good to, you know, people outreach to the regional TLD associations, and whenever they have the events, that people get together, talk about this.
Yeah, and they are on this group as well, of representatives of the regional organization. So we have the two. We just need to make sure that the results of this working group and what this working group does trickles down to and the regional organizations and the and the trainings.
Absolutely, totally agree.
Does this cover your point?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
So maybe we take that as an so what we produce, what we've done until now, say with the smaller working group. We've produced an action list. We'll get one out as, say, hopefully by Monday, so everybody can see what is the outcome of this working group as well. And this will be included in that one.
Okay. Okay. Any additional comments on this? In cognizance of the time, we've been on this an hour now. Okay, so I'll take that as a no. Okay. So we got some good points to make on the draft, so we'll get that draft out. Any other comments? Just as a refresher, we need the comments in by the 13th on this version, and we'll get the other draft out quickly. Is there any other business that people would like to discuss?
So we're just gonna move this meeting time, or we're gonna move it to one. So.
Yeah, we'll have to check on just the scheduling of people. I don't know what other meetings are going on. That tends to be the issue, is that there's a collision with other meetings. And as usual, we seem to be really jamming things into the few days around ICANN. So once we we'll work with Christina to come up with a best time.
Sure.
And we'll get action items out as quickly as possible to this list.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And I can just add something as well. I've been working on the wiki space for this working group, and it will be available next week, I think.
Ah, that's good.
Okay.
And we will also be able to use Adobe Rooms from the next call, I think, if you want that.
Okay. Is that system that you're using at the ICANN meeting?
Yep.
Yeah, that works quite well. I think our best method, though, given that we're scattered in all different time zones and all around the world, also, using different languages as well, that, really the best forum for this, for clarity, is the online route. Okay. So, last call for any other business?
I think you've got it.
Once, going twice. Can I ask someone, do we have to formally adjourn these sessions?
No.
Okay.
Just say,
Bart.
Nice weekend, everybody.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Norm.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.